Welcome. Today we are discussing bullying and the effects of bullying on children. It appears that bullying is now a growing trend among our young people. According to the National Crime Prevention Council, bullying was once considered a rite of passage. Parents, educators, and community leaders now see bullying as a devastating form of abuse that can have long-term effects on youthful victims, robbing them of self-esteem, isolating them from their peers, causing them to drop out of school, and even prompting health problems and suicide. A recent study by the Family and Work Institute reported that 1/3 of youth are bullied at least once a month, while others say 6 out of 10 American teens witness bullying at least once a day. Witnessing bullying can be harmful too, as it may make the witness feel helpless, or that he or she is the next target. Children who are bullied are often singled out because of a perceived difference between them and others, whether because of appearance, intellect, or increasingly ethnic or religious affiliation and sexual orientation. Today, we are going to be talking with 2 students from our local school district. Our first student is Alexis, who is in 6th grade at the middle school. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
So, what is bullying?
Something that kids do to each other in a mean way, and it's not very nice.
What do you mean by something?
Like, when they pick on other people and, like, maybe make fun of them.
Okay. So what is the difference between bullying and teasing?
Teasing is something that, like, is meant to be funny, and that the person who's being teased kind of knows, like, why they are. Like, they kind of find it funny, too, so it's not really mean. And then bullying is when they're purposely trying to be mean, make them feel bad, and when, like, they're not joking around.
Have you ever seen anyone being bullied?
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean by, I don't think so?
Like, I don't know.
Who do you think bullies more, boys or girls?
I think girls probably do by, like, verbal, but they get, like, over it faster, where boys, they kind of, like, they'll, like, stay, like, they don't stay mad at each other, they just, like, don't talk to each other again. And then girls, it kind of goes on for a while, but then they'll end up, like, being best friends again.
Do you think you would tell someone if one of your friends was being bullied?
Yeah.
Why?
Teacher. Well, because they're my friend. And that's not really nice to, like, because I don't want my friends to get hurt.
How do you think a person feels when they are being bullied?
Probably sad, bad, probably even worse about themselves.
What do you think the person doing the bullying feels like?
Probably powerful, and they probably feel good when they're bullying, but they probably feel really bad that they did it afterward. But maybe they do that because they get bullied at home, so they take it out on other people.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
No.
Thank you, Alexis. As we heard with Alexis, she was not quite sure if she had ever witnessed a bullying incident. Her voice changed a bit, indicating that perhaps she was really not sure, or did not want to necessarily give anything up, even though she did say she would tell a teacher. She also indicated that girls bully more, and that it is verbal, when compared to a boy's physical bullying. She also indicated that girls were more likely to become friends again, where boys would not. Joining us now is our second student, Ashley, who is in 4th grade. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
So, Ashley, what is bullying?
Bullying is when someone repeatedly hurts you.
So, what is the difference between bullying and teasing?
Teasing is when the person knows that it's just supposed to be funny and it's not meant to be mean. And then bullying is where someone is deliberately being mean to them.
So, is there a difference? Like, let's say the person that's being teased, they know that they're either being teased or bullied? Like, that person knows the difference?
They should.
How should they?
Teasing is meant to be funny, and the person should be smiling and laughing. And the bully, and then the look of the bully is mean.
When they're bullying?
Yes.
Have you ever seen anyone being bullied?
No.
Who do you think bullies more, boys or girls?
Boys. Because boys seem to be a lot tougher on people.
And how do boys bully?
Boys will probably hurt you physically.
And girls?
Girls will do it verbally.
Okay. Do you think you would tell someone if one of your friends was being bullied?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're my friend and I don't want to see them sad or in pain.
How do you think a person feels when they are bullied?
They feel sad, left out, low self-esteem.
What do you think the person doing the bullying feels like?
They probably feel mad that they're being bullied.
So you think that the bully is probably being bullied
at home.
At home, you think?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to share about bullying today?
No.
Thank you, Ashley. As we heard from our two students, even when they seem to know the difference between bullying and teasing, definition-wise, they are not too sure when they are actually witnessing it. They both said they would reach out to teachers, but this does not mean that we are off the hook. We must continue talking to our students and have them understand the long-term effects of bullying. Thank you for joining us in our conversation today. I hope you enjoyed this episode.